Everybody, Coach John here, back again with you, of course, today, or whatever day you listen to this. It is your daily thought here on a Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Found this from The Winning Difference. And it's asking us a question. And it's asking the question that maybe we don't think about too often, but I love some of the things that are brought up in this. The question is, are you tough enough? Right? Being tough isn't a quality that an athlete is born with, or anybody really, right? But rather a set of skills and abilities that are developed, right? This goes way beyond being an athlete. This goes, I think, just everyday life of everybody. Are you tough enough? And that the word tough, T-O-U-G-H, right? A little acronym here, for tenacious, ownership, unwavering, gritty, and humble. Okay, T-O-U-G-H. Right? Are you tough enough? Tenacious, persistent, and determined in your pursuit of your goals. And looking at these, you guys, I'll say it now so I won't forget it. Each of these fires me up a little bit differently, but it also, when I saw this, and I retweeted it, reposted it yesterday, I'll put it on my Facebook page too. There's different times throughout different days that I can be each of these, right? Or maybe more than one of them, right? But I like these just simple little reminders. Tenacious, persistent, determined in your pursuit of your goals. That's the T. O for ownership. Accountable for your actions, decisions, and growth. That's a biggie right there. Just getting up, starting my day off, get the routine going, keep the habits going. And once if I find myself getting distracted or getting lazy or putting stuff off, you know, I love that reminder of taking ownership, right? Accountable for your actions, decisions, and growth. The you, unwavering, unshakable confidence in yourself, your abilities, and your potential to achieve greatness, okay? A couple things there. Achieving greatness. You define your greatness. And again, it doesn't have to be a greatness on some scale that everybody else chimes in about or you know, thinks, oh no, you're only a 2.8, you're not a 5. You know, there's no judgment there on your greatness that you want to achieve. You know, I mean, if you put it out there, yeah, but you'll get feedback. But, you know, inside your heart, you know, looking at the mirror right now, the greatness that I want to attain is for me from the standpoint of my relationship with my wife, my kids, my family, you know, my friends and neighbors, and just meeting people, especially young people, athletes and students. And teachers and coaches, right? That greatness for me is influencing them, helping them, right? Unshakable confidence in yourself, your abilities, and your potential to achieve that greatness. The unshakable part is tough for me, right? I have been very shakable, if you want to put it that way, right? I want to become more unshakable. And there's days that I am. There's days that I am focused in and not worrying about other things and not getting all worked up about things. I am unshakable and I want to become more of that. So unwavering is the you. I love that. G is gritty, right? Steadfast in your pursuit of excellence, even when faced with setbacks or failures. We all have those, right? We all have setbacks and failures. That's what being human's all about, right? If we can develop the grittiness, you know, that we can always lean on just being in their pursuit of excellence. And again, I'm defining excellence for me. I'm not using some scale from somebody else. Oh, that famous person, that athlete or that famous coach or that celebrity. Oh, I want to be excellent like them. No, I'm looking in the mirror, right? There's an excellence that I want to have that means something to me. And being gritty in the pursuit of that and not letting stuff stop me, I definitely want to learn from setbacks and failures instead of being kicked down and stay down and feeling sorry for myself, which happens way too often, right? I want to, when bad things happen, I guess I really like to just jump right into what's the lesson here, right? Instead of beating myself up. And the last one is H for humble, open to learning from your experiences, acknowledging your weaknesses, and being coachable. Love that last part. We all need to be coachable, right? The books that we read, the podcasts that we listen to, the friends that we let influence us, the people that we want to follow and connect with, there's value there, right? And being open to learning and being open to figuring out that, man, I don't have all the answers. I do need to get better, right? So being humble is definitely something that I think we can all take on. So this, are you tough enough? Tenacious, ownership, unwavering, gritty, and humble. These are all things you can look in the mirror and ask yourself about, right? And it's very cool because you can take this wherever you go. You can always look in a mirror, just look in your phone, right? Turn the camera on and put it on yourself. There's your mirror right there. And you can have these conversations with yourself. Are you tough enough? Right? We can improve these skills. It has nothing to do with being an athlete. Of course, they lean on it, and a very good example of it is being an athlete. But I just love this. TOUGH. Tenacious, ownership, unwavering, gritty, and humble. Okay? So check that one out. Again, I will post this on the Facebook page. Check it out over there as far as the picture. I've already retweeted it and reposted it there. So it's one of those things that I think can really help in when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror and trying to move forward. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, hope that helps. It's one of those things that tossing these things out and getting us to take something with us wherever we go that we can draw on in tough times, remind ourselves about doing the things we want to do, right? I think that's powerful. And plus, you can share this with others. You can help yourself a little bit more by connecting with people with stuff like this. Okay? All righty, guys. Hope this helps. You keep smiling. You keep your head up. You keep moving forward. You get knocked down. As you're getting up, look around you to see who you can pull up with you because there's others that get knocked down too. Right? You might as well try helping somebody, especially somebody you love or even somebody you don't, a stranger maybe, just because they're there next to you and they're feeling down or whatever too, and you get some advice and some help for them too. Okay? All right, guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.